Lord, for those of us who are weary, please restore our strength and help us to make time to be with you where you can restore our strength. Amen. So today I was uncomfortable. My body was aching and hurting, and I don't want to complain. So when I came into prayer, I said to Our Lady, please forgive my complaining, Mother. I wasn't saying anything, but I was feeling it. Even though I'm trying not to, my body is just so uncomfortable. Of course, what do you think she said? Offer it up. Offer it up, beloved. It is a worthy offering. It is distracting, but it's distracting for me. Please help me through this. I'm trying to find a way to get out of all this pain, right? Claire, just keep on going, ignoring the complaints of your flesh. You can do this, and since you have requested my help, I shall supply for your need. Oh, how wonderful is the soul that has put their bodies and will under obedience so that the Spirit may reign over all. You can do this. Are you willing? Yes, Mother, I am willing. Please help me. What's on your heart today? She answered me, the situation in the Ukraine is far more complicated than people suppose, and President Putin is acting with a good will. However, he is only a man. He is not God, and is subjected to outward forces that would push him over the brink. Pray for this man. Pray much for him, for strength, integrity, and endurance. In the meantime, you who live in this country, continue to prepare, continue to pray. And again, I ask you to pray for your enemies. This is more important than you suppose, and you have let this slip from your mind. Of course, the enemy does not want you praying for his servants. Please embrace this prayer with more constancy. And then she was quiet, so I just sat here waiting for her to say something else, and all of a sudden the Lord was in front of me. He said, I am here to strengthen you and draw you closer into my arms. I love you so much, and I don't want you listening to those deprecating words every morning. And what he's talking about is when I get up in the morning, I get hit with everything I haven't done right, or I haven't gotten done yet, or I forgot, or whatever. Every time I get up in the morning before I can even get to the prayers, the binding prayer and the armor, I get hit with all these negative thoughts, and they're little things, but they really are very undercutting. The Lord went on to say, you are doing the best with what you have. And I hate to see you undercut in this way. I guess sometimes I get to the point where I'm comparing the ability of other people to get things done with myself. And I never should do that. That's not the right thing to do at all. But I look up to certain people and I think to myself, why can't I be that way? And it goes into a downward spiral from there. So I know I have to stop doing that. He said, I am pleased with you. I am. Oh, please do not let this false guilt destroy what you've been given. They're trying to paralyze you so you will not have the confidence to work and do what is yours to do. They have demoralized you so much that even now you are struggling to do anything. I want this condemnation to come to an end. You are not a failure. But they would have you believe that, so that you'll give up and stop trying to do anything good. They're liars, one and all. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to change this. And he answered, spend more time in dwelling prayer, for I have much to say to you. But more than that, I want to heal what the dark forces have been doing to you. I want you back up on your feet and in the saddle. You've been limping along. As a matter of fact, you are not the only one. My dear ones, now he's addressing all of us and people on the channel. My dear ones, I can see the efforts you are making with the very little you have, and I want to increase you. Spend time alone with me, because there is so much I want to impart to you that you will need. You cannot continue to run on fumes. You need good, solid healing time with me and rest. This is a time where I wish to draw my brides into deeper intimacy, cleaning out the old leaven and filling you anew with the fresh. You have been through many tiring battles, and you really have not had all the rest and healing that you need. I want you to come forth vibrant, alive, and committed. I need this from you, and I will prepare you to receive it if you will devote more time to me, especially in the evening. Since we've made a change in our schedule, we have a lot more time in the evening. He continued, "Do not waste this time. Rather, look forward to coming home to your husband, who loves you, and tuck in with him. Or even if you have a roommate, explain to them what you're doing so they will cooperate. This will also be a very good example to them to be doing the very same thing. Find a quiet place where you will not be interrupted. Even a storage room would work. Just as long as you have your own space and it's very quiet, you and I can concentrate on one another. This will also be a very good example to others to be doing the very same thing with their time in the evening. So many times I watch you in the evening wasting time when I desire to be with you. So now I'm asking you to make a concerted effort to be mine in the evening. I have deliberately allowed you to have the evenings to yourself so that you will cultivate your time with me, going deeper, even going to heaven with me. I desire for you all to go deeper and immerse yourselves in my love, which I am aching to share with you. Please, my brides, come closer without any fear, for I wish to pour through you what you are so deeply longing for. Come, come to me. I wait for you." And that was the end of his message.